how do you go about tracking the number of butterflies in such a huge geographical area?
Yeah, it's really remarkable, this network of people that are organized every year to go out to the same spots every year. And they basically take whatever team of volunteers they can get, and they search a certain area, and they count up all the species of butterflies that they can find. And that's what we use to ask if how butterflies are doing out in the wild spaces of the West.
So looking at all this data from the past, I think, 4 decades, what did you find out?
So the biggest message is that butterflies, like many insects in many parts of the world, are declining at a subtle but important rate per year. But the big finding here is to see that decline out in the open spaces of the West. Because previous long-term data sets that have been used to answer this question have most often been closer to human habitation. For example, from Northern Europe, where you have just very intensively managed landscapes. And in those areas, it's harder to separate the signal of agricultural development, urban development, climate change, et cetera. And we know that agricultural practices and urban development can be very bad for butterflies in the West. This study is not about that. This is about that other part of the picture, which we have the ability to look at in the West because we have so many open spaces where we can go look at natural communities.
Okay, when you say the other part of the picture, you're talking about climate change.
Climate change, right? And so, and it really has been sort of an open question. A lot of folks have thought, and there was reason to think that, you know, maybe if natural communities are left to their own devices, that insects could sort of shift around and adjust to climate change. You know, we know that some species can move up slope, for example, in mountains to find cooler areas or go to more northern latitudes. And for sure, some species do that. But what we have found is that there is still this overall signal that when you take a massive region like the West and you dry it out and you warm it up, that is going to have pretty widespread consequences for insects.
Why do you think it's important to understand what's happening with the butterflies? Can you talk about their importance to our ecosystems?
As all insects, they are just part of the glue that holds ecosystems together. Caterpillars connect plants to other parts of food webs, like birds that need caterpillars to raise their young. Butterflies are, of course, pollinators, as are many other insects. We also generally take butterflies to be a representative of other insects because a lot of other insect groups are just not easy to track in the same way that butterflies are. Also, butterflies are just, you know, pretty important parts of life. I mean, who doesn't love butterflies, right? So the thought of fewer butterflies out in the natural parks of the West is pretty shocking.
If we wanted to stop the downward trend, what would we need to do?
Climate change is very important, right? So voting is important, right? Keeping action going at governmental levels and national levels to fight climate change is super important. But of course, we all know that a certain amount of change is locked in. I think there the interesting lesson is that if butterflies and other insects are suffering out there in protected areas, sort of counterintuitively, that elevates the importance of the lands that are closer at hand. Right? They're suffering out there. That means you should think twice about spraying poisons in your backyard because our backyards actually are good butterfly habitat. I do believe we can help. They're different than other animals that are suffering because of human activity, specifically because butterflies will respond to very small scale things we do.
Matt Forrester, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you.